Welcome back to Going Over, live from the Archview Flooring Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Back here on Going Over.
You played that because it's Tupac's birthday.
Joe and John here with you. Matt Grover also with us. We're broadcasting from the Archview Flooring Studios. A rare studio appearance today, but we will be out and about tomorrow. All day, kitchen sink from 10 to noon. Then we'll be down at the South Broadway Athletic Club from 2 to 4. And then out at Scott Trade tomorrow night. I cannot find my Dolph Ziggler shirt anywhere. Where's a good place to buy wrestling shirts somewhere in St. Louis?
Hot Topic.
Where is Hot Topic?
At the mall.
Like every mall in America.
They have it at St. Clair Square.
I don't know. That's your mall. But I'm going to go with yes.
I'll go look it up for you. How about that?
You do that.
You could also go to the outlet out in Chesterfield.
I don't know if I should get Hudson a shirt or not.
You could also.
They don't have kids' shirts.
They don't?
No.
You probably don't want to bring Hudson into a Hot Topic.
What? No, it's fine. Hudson can go on a Hot Topic. Bella goes in there just to look at the Harry Potter stuff and the Star Wars stuff.
I may be thinking Spencer's. Which is
don't take him into Spencer's.
Don't take him
in. That's a bad one. That's rough. Boy, he's going to come out with all kinds of things he'll know in there. Dad, what's this for? You don't. There's a question you don't want to ask if it's ever asked of you by a child at Spencer's.
Yeah, that's probably true. We talked a little bit about the Cardinals in the last segment, the lineup construction, the way it is. This past week has really upset me as far as the roster construction went for going into this season. The idea was they were going to be better at base running and better at defense.
That's what we were told.
Yeah. I did see a promising stat last night. Through the first 2 months of the season, they were one of the worst teams. I believe it's like something like 53 errors in April and May.
Good God.
But in June so far, only 3 errors. Only 3 errors in all of June. That's good.
So far,
they're improving a lot.
You say all of June, we're halfway through.
Right. But you're looking at the last 2 months, you were averaging 27 errors a month. You're halfway through this month and you have 3. That's good.
That is good. They don't run well still.
Dexter Fowler, who's no longer leading off because Matt Carpenter can't hit anywhere else in the lineup but lead off.
they got 2 leadoff hitters. Yes.
I saw Ben Fred tweet out the other day, is -7 in run defense, runs allowed in the outfield. -7. That's not good.
No.
That means he's not saving runs. That means he has not saved 7 runs. He has cost the team 7 runs with his outfield defense. Right.
According to statistics, yes.
Yes. So, looking at what the team's biggest need, what's the team's biggest need right now?
Might be easier to start with what they have in place and then work from there, but probably a big bat.
That's the answer I wanted.
They need a bat and another starting pitcher.
Yes. Well, the other starting pitcher, I mean, you went through the whole offseason expecting Alex Reyes to be on the team, and I'll get into that in a second, too. You had big bats out there. Notably, a guy that signed for just a 1-year deal because nobody else wanted to sign him, apparently because people think he's a jackass. That's Joey Bats, Jose Bautista. Imagine this Cardinal lineup now with Jose Bautista hitting third or fourth in the lineup.
Well, you put him third or fourth in any lineup.
Right, but imagine him playing left field, batting third or fourth. And the money you spent on Dexter Fowler, you, in return, just spent on Jose Bautista instead. The defense that Dexter Fowler isn't giving you in center field, you replace that with what, Tommy Pham? Randall Grichuk to start the season in center again?
It's easier to look at it now than what
your
belief was. You have to look at it going into the season and what the plans were, what the expectations were when those decisions were made. It's not fair to look back and say, well, they should have gotten this guy because now he's better than that guy.
Right.
You got to take it into context. That's evaluating without context. You have to have some context in there to evaluate. Yes, it'd be great.
Yeah.
But there was a different reason why they got Dexter Fowler.
Right. But I think you could have looked at Dexter Fowler's numbers last year, having the best defensive season ever last season, and how much of that fed into playing in a very small outfield in Wrigley with Jason Hayward to the one side of you.
Well, they also
and not having Kyle Schwarber on the other side of you either.
Well, here's the thing, I can't speak to this, but this goes into the evaluation, is not just what happens in that ballpark, but what happens in the ground that's covered and his ability to play in every ballpark.
Right.
Like, there's a reason why there's a reason why Colorado players don't go on the free agent market very often and get $300 million contracts or $150 million contracts. Matt Holliday was kind of an outlier on that because he was able to perform at a high level outside of Coors. Most of the guys, when you look at their splits, it's obnoxious, the difference between there and away from there. Defense can play in a lot of parks. Defense plays in a lot more parks than a guy who splits in Colorado is going to play in a lot of parks.
And I look at that and it gets you to wonder what this team could look like with a big bat in the middle, knowing that you'd have that big bat in the middle. But I say this
with Matt Carpenter
hitting a home run last night and Dexter Fowler hitting a home run last night.
Yeah, it's part of the inconsistency of the club. You see how good they can be, and then the next week after that, for 7 days in a row or 6 out of 7 days, you see how bad they can be. They need to find a middle ground.
Bautista is just on a 1-year deal in Toronto, though, so he will be a free agent again after this year.
So, and also take into consideration, Toronto's a launching pad.
Right.
That also has to be taken into consideration, as much as Dexter Fowler playing at Wrigley Field gets taken into consideration. Right.
So I think that brings in a lot of questions as to what you do this year. There's, you know, three and a half games out of the NL Central.
Which is remarkable. The NL Central's awful.
It is.
And they're lucky to be in that spot. And I know there's that feeling of, okay, and they've gone through this in years past. For the future of the club, the belief is you need to move some pieces now and get ready to set yourself up for a run in the future. When you're 3.5 out, you aren't selling anything.
No.
Because all you're trying to do is get in the tournament, and they've got a legitimate chance of getting into the tournament. Once you get into the tournament, you see how good they can play. Now, a lot of times it's against second division clubs, but once you get in, anything can happen. You get hot for a couple of weeks. And you get hot for a week, you move on to the next round, into the next round, into the next round.
You got Ellie Vento pitching every fifth day, every 4 days in the postseason. I'm borrowing Chris Gardner's nickname for Carlos Martinez.
Where did that come from?
Chris Gardner, he's the event.
I know who he is.
Yeah, he's the event. It's an event every time he pitches. Like last night, the way he just shut down Baltimore.
It was pretty spectacular. He's pretty spectacular.
Right. And you also aren't selling for the long term either. I think the Yankees are a good example of this. Last year, they sold off Carlos Beltran. They sold off Andrew Miller. They sold off Aroldis Chapman. And now they come back this year, and they're in first place in the AL East with a stacked minor league system.
Which the Cardinals don't have.
Which, yeah, you could get in trading away some pieces this year, knowing that you come back next year, you still have Carlos Martinez. You're hoping to have Alex Reyes back, too.
But you're not going to plan for next year at the expense of this year. That's my point.
Right.
Is you're trying to win. Sure, if you could do both, that's great. But that's a huge challenge to do both of those. Your goal is to win in the year that you're in. And that's all their focus is going to be. You're within 5 games at the end of July. You're in it.
Yeah.
And especially the way the schedule is set up these days, and you're going to play more teams to get your division later in the season than you used to. So, I mean, they have no reason to think of anything but trying to add to win this year.
And you just keep waiting. You keep waiting for Milwaukee to fall off at some point. Just sit and you wait for them to just fall apart. What do you think you could get back for Matt Carpenter if you traded him?
I have no idea. I have absolutely no idea. I wouldn't even try to venture a guess.
I look at what the White Sox got for a guy like Adam Eaton. They got top prospects from the Nationals organization for Adam Eaton.
You got to find. It only takes one team. You got to find the one team that really, 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 really wants him.
What team needs a leadoff hitter?
And that's what you're getting. I mean, you're getting a guy that has to hit leadoff, and other teams have to understand that. But you're also getting a guy that can play multiple positions, or at least bring a glove out to multiple positions in the field.
Let's see. If it matters, Carpenter under control with the organization for two more years at $13.5 million in 18, $14.5 million in 2019, also an option for $18.5 million in 2020.
So you also have to have somebody who's willing to take on the money.
That's not much money, though, for the bat that he brings.
Okay, but if it's not that much money for the bat that he brings, why would you move him?
Because you could get pieces back and improve your team for years to come.
But you're trying to win this year. Understand that you're trying to win now. You don't have time to think, well, we're 3.5 out this year. Let's just bag it. I'd like to try and win the next 2 years. Screw this year. Then why'd you even play?
Yankees were close last year. You go look at where they were in the wild card. You look at where they were in the AL East last year, and they weren't far out. But I think the team, the organization, looked at it and said, listen, we're not going to win this year. We're not the best team this year. We don't want to limp into the playoffs and just say, okay, we're going to play on a hope and a prayer to just get there and win. And they traded away pieces to get guys back in return.
They didn't make any of those moves to deteriorate their season last year. You can't play with that philosophy. You can't live like that.
I mean, they cut A-Rod. They traded away Carlos Beltran, and then they traded away their eighth.
They
and
cut
A-Rod
because they didn't see him as a value to their team anymore. They didn't get rid of guys because they thought, hey, we're gonna try not to win this year. They got rid of guys because they thought they were improving the team for that year. They weren't going to just shut it down. How far out were they when all this stuff happened? If you're 3.5 out, you make a trade to better next year at the expense of this year, you get fired.
Look at the standings last year, Grove. July 21st, the AL standings.
Now get on that, Grove. What are you doing over there?
I know he's got like 10, 15 Google pages up. He's just searching that. I know what he's got going on over there. I do.
With that bizarre
beard tomorrow, Grove, you got to get confused. Somebody is going to call you Patrico tomorrow.
You should wear like a green jumpsuit and dress like Eric Rowan.
Has anyone ever asked if you were Patrico?
Yes.
Out in public?
Yes. It was at his bachelor party of all things.
Oh, really?
Yes. Someone thought it was my bachelor party. And like they came up. Well, here, this is kind of going off topic.
Hopefully it was either a guy wanting to buy you a drink or a stripper wanting to give you a lap.
Young Lass came up to me. It was after a Cardinal game. I guess it's Shannon's. And she looks at me and she's like, you look much better than you sound on the radio. And I was at 590 and 1380 at the time, but I highly doubt she was listening to AM sports talk radio.
Wait, is this when you were with me or were we working together at this time?
We might not.
Okay.
I don't think we'd started working together
yet.
So, but yeah. So it's happened before, but we'll see. Keep a running tally of it.
Yeah. Let's hang out. You'll have a really nice time.
I tried. She was with her boyfriend, and I think the whole you're getting married thing got in the way. I'm like, wait a minute.
What's did you find the standings for that, or did I take him off? I don't think Grove would have to shave his head if he wanted to pull off Eric Rowan.
Yeah, well, yeah, you got to go full gimmick.
Okay, I'm not asking Grove to shave his head.
And he can wear the mask.
I'm not asking that.
Oh, it wasn't an ask. It was just a recommendation.
Oh. So I want to say the Yankees were like within five games most of the season last year.
I keep finding the final standings and the box scores. I'm not actually finding the standing standings.
Gotcha.
And
MLB.com used to show those.
Right, and it doesn't help that I've got the world's slowest computer right here. Let's see this.
I gotcha.
Whether they were or not in the grand scheme of things doesn't matter. If you're within five games going into the trade deadline, you try and win.
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't care about you. You can't care about next year. You start thinking about next year, you get fired. Your GM is a GM. You start planning for next year when you got a chance to win, you get fired if you don't win. You're judged on the season in which you're playing now. You can't afford to do that. Plus, you only have so many opportunities. It's not very often that a team can be relevant in September for 20 straight years.
Last year, the Yankees were 7 games out on July 31st. They, it appears
Seven's
that,
deep.
Yeah, it appears that at the time they were 6.5 back of the wild card.
Okay.
When the trade deadline hit. So they were a decent amount of games out, but I believe both those trades also happened a little before the trade deadline too. So
which means they could have been even further out at that time.
Right. We need to take a break. When we come back, we shift gears away from baseball into the world of wrestling. The WWE champion Jinder Mahal joins the show coming up next here on Going Over.